She's bringing back cheating songs. She used to call me on her way back home.
Hey, Rosie, you recognize that music?
Not at all.
That's the band we found out about when we were in Baba Kamari Ranch and we stopped by the little general store.
Oh.
And we met the lead singer's mom. And the lead
Grace.
Singer. Yes. And Mark, how did you say it?
Mark Weistrach is his name from Tucson.
But there was a little stack of the CDs on the counter and they're like, you ought to buy one. I'm like, all right. So we were just pleasantly surprised. The whole album's really fun to listen to. It's Midland.
The name of the band is Midland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're Arizona born and bred, huh?
Well
not
the leader.
Quite. Yeah, the leader is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, they operate out of Dripping Springs, Texas, a beautiful little town in Texas, the hill country and the clear waters and all that. But it's so nice to hear country music that sounds like country music.
So that's an album Jennifer bought at the Sonoyta General Store.
Yeah, it was like $11. I was like, yeah, it's probably, you know. But I was really surprised. They were actually supposed to open for Garth.
It was Garth.
Yeah, but then they canceled everything. So
it's like a physical CD? You actually bought
I
one?
I did.
Wow.
Well, we were in the truck. I thought, well, you know, what the heck? $11.
And the whole album is good. So Jennifer's always wanted to promote Arizona musicians. So that's her effort right there. Great job. And it is a very enjoyable album. I have promised I'd share with y'all what the number one inquiry was at Rosie on the House this past week. Romy had a lot of inquiries about where's the cost versus value report. A lot of people are kind of in the habit of seeing that every year. And they were wondering, is it out? Yeah, it is out. It is out. But the number one thing y'all wanted to get done around your house, the question was asked, is replacing my shower head a do-it-yourself job? And I will say, generally speaking, it is, but there are a couple things you need to be really, really careful about. That little gooseneck that comes out of the wall that your shower head is screwed onto, you aren't, many times when you're going to replace a shower head, you're going to have mineral buildups at that junction where the threads are. And so as you take a wrench and start unscrewing the shower head, that gooseneck could possibly start spinning as well. You must take the shower head off without moving that gooseneck. Your shower valves are turned off. You take a vice grip with a rag. You grab the gooseneck. You take the other channel locks, get a hold of the shower head, and go in opposite directions, oppose the counterclockwise motion that you're doing, applying to the shower head, and make sure that gooseneck does not move. If that gooseneck moves, stop. Don't replace the shower head, because you're going to be dealing with a potential huge mess. That gooseneck goes directly into your plumbing system. And you're not going to want to have to bust out the tile or get in behind the wall to repair it. So if you can break the shower head loose from the gooseneck, replacing a shower head is a do-it-yourself job. If the gooseneck starts moving, stop and either live with the shower head you have or call a plumber and have them replace it for you. That's the best advice I can give you on that. And I'll tell you, we were teasing the other day about what Jennifer thought of rainhead shower heads.
That was what you thought.
not a big fan of them.
Well, the description was yours.
Yeah.
The basement talk and all.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. And I'll clarify this. I had several plumbers ask me, Rosie, are you serious? He said, that's one of the most requested things we have is people want rainhead shower heads. I said, well, I could live with one if it was one of two in the shower, but I would want a conventional shower head.
I agree. You would have to have, it's a really refreshing, wonderful feeling, but there's no pressure to it. I Felt like I was missing something.
That's supposed to be like you're standing out in a rain, not in a hurricane. But if you're accustomed to a little bit of a pressure and a little bit of scrub and a little bit of wash, you're going to need a conventional shower head.
So the next shower heads that come out are going to come out as Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3.
Yeah.
Hurricane system.
That's right. Exactly.
It'll blow you away.
Very, very well. This one will wash you down the drain in little bitty pieces. So I have a lot of questions about water-saving shower heads. I don't think you can buy a shower head now without the water-saving disc in it. And I know a lot of you have held out on the older shower heads because they don't restrict flow, because you like going through 6 gallons a minute in your shower. But about 1992 or 93, I believe, they passed a law where they've got to be restricted down to about 3 gallons a minute, 2 gallons a minute. Once you're acclimated to that, it's fine. In the early 90s, there were sure a lot of people crying. We're all better off for it.
We hit on it a little bit in the Outdoor Living Hour at 8 about outdoor showers, and I've got an article out of Professional Remodeler magazine just about the popularity outdoor showers are bringing in landscape redesigns and developments, and it really is. I can't imagine ever not having one.
Okay. First one I ever saw was down at my aunt's house in Louisiana back in the 60s. I tried sneaking around the back of that yard for years.
Especially if you're doing a lot in the outdoors and you're coming in, it's just a great way to clean off before you go inside. And you can, repurpose that water if you're not using, use organic detergents. You can use that as a water source for, a little shrub surrounding.
Shower with your clothes on and have a clothesline right next to your outdoor sheet. You do your laundry and shower all the same, all in one fell swoop.
And I've got one little correction. I had mentioned Monarch for the deck. Well, that aluminum decking system that you can put on top of foundation is actually Grad concept. The Monarch is a composite wood that's now designed to look like barn wood. You had that composite decking has been around for many, many years. Well, now they're designing it to look like old reclaimed barn wood to give a nice different look. So I got those two reversed. I had to correct myself there before someone was looking for it.
I want to cover in the next segment home security systems. There's almost as much bad information out there about home security systems than there is about water treatment systems. So we're going to clear a little bit of that up. You're welcome to call 1-888-767-4348. Y'all stay tuned.